Without objection, I move the G5 implementation of the Kalis Playground Ambassador Program. In your packet, there's a whole bunch of information, including the proposed brochure and guidelines.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
Alderman Taylor.
So there was a couple issues that I had, really only one in particular, and I'll move it forward with this motion, but I'm going to bring a second motion after that. That will basically say that any changes that the Parks Commission makes, they have to report that to the Common Council. So if they're making changes, we have to be notified of any changes moving forward at the next Common Council meeting.
Is that part of your motion, Alderman Mayor?
We need it.
Sure.
Alderman Barton?
Sure.
Okay. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, part of that, it's a
full. Thank you.
I have a question.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in the room.
We have in here the Parks Director. She'll provide technical and staff assistance to the Commission. Who is that?
Well, currently no one.
Okay.
And actually, I don't believe we've ever had a Parks Director.
All right. And then the next is item 2 on the bottom. It says, if the individual appointed in the park ambassador program coordinator is otherwise also appointed and confirmed as a member of the park commission per item 1 above, the individual shall remain a voting member and confirmed by that appointment. So it's my understanding this whole program is set up for it to be a non-voting member, but that clause in there makes them so they can then be a voting member.
Mr. Roberta.
No, the intent of that wording is simply that a sitting member of the park commission could say, hey, I'll be the program coordinator, and they don't lose the right to vote as a appointed park commissioner because they also happen to be appointed to the title of program coordinator, that by right of the title, it becomes the ex officio member.
Or a newly appointed person to the park commission could then also
do the
same thing.
Right. Yeah. So I just...
So basically, we're doing all this thing about non-voting, which probably isn't going to apply for very long. So it will end up being a voting position there.
I just wanted to make that
point. So to the information that you had on...
That only necessary for the one item.
Okay, thank you.
And we would bring back Mrs. Runty's name.
Well, the way it's written, in the motion that was on that last item, you added something to bring it back, but part of that motion was to appoint her the program coordinator. So that's already done, subject to the ordinance approval and publication. Once it takes effect, that appointment takes effect, and then she would be the ex officio member.
Yes.
There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mrs. Runty will happily accept volunteers from the Common Council.
Like our plates are full.
Okay, so let's move on without objection to item G11, standards and findings on natural resources special exception for development, roughly 4,900 West Marquette.
There are some changes, but I think it's in the next item, so I'm just double checking my notes because there's a couple items that are.
We're just waiting for your motion.
No,
that's all.
I'm going through all the pages because there's duplicate pages in here. One of them has a resolution for the one that has things that aren't correct in it, so that's fine. I just want to make sure. Okay, I'll make the motion that stands by the decision of City of Franklin County Council upon the application for Frederick Arbonneau, Arbonneau Economy Homes, Oak Ridge of Franklin Subdivision for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is a resolution authorized construction of street and sidewalk in these natural resources.
Mayor, that's the one that needs some correction. So on page 207, the whereas, first whereas is, should be table 15-4 rather than 14-4. And you might recall that the city engineer brought forward to us some subdivision development agreements where we talked about pedestrian ways and sidewalks versus trails and 10 feet wide. And I said, make sure when we bring forward sidewalks or trails that we know which one we're putting in. Remember, we had that discussion, because trails you wanted to be 10 feet and sidewalks would be what sidewalk width is. So we need to change the trail language in here because they're having a sidewalk. This is not the project with the trail. This is the project with the sidewalk down 50th Street and the sidewalk on Buckhead Avenue. It's not on the trail. So that would be all the areas on the last whereas where it says street and trail, which should be street and sidewalk. On page 208, number 2, also has the word trail, but it also says the approval granted here under is conditioned upon the construction and maintenance of the subject street and trail. I thought they were turning the road over to the city, so I think we can scratch maintenance and change the trail to sidewalk on that one.
And sorry, then, which page?
That's 208, number 2. Where it says construction and maintenance of the street. So once they turn, they're not going to maintain the street. It's not a homeowner's association or a condominium or anything like that.
Well, can I offer a different suggestion? Conditioned upon the construction of the street and sidewalk and maintenance of the sidewalk.
That's fine. I mean, everybody knows that there's an ordinance that already says you have to maintain your sidewalk, so it's duplicate effort, but if that's what you want.
Well, I'm just offering it. It's going to be your motion.
Well, I'm fine with just removing maintenance and changing trail to sidewalk. This falls on the ordinance. And then on the be it finally resolved, this is a question for the city attorney and for maybe the developer to get input on. That the approval granted on this resolution shall be null and void upon expiration of 1 year from the date of adoption, unless the subject street, and again we have the word trail, so that's another change. City attorney, because we don't know when the First Bella project will move forward, can we not have, and would the developer prefer to not have, the deadline of 1 year, so we don't have to go through this whole process again if it gets delayed based on the other development?
Procedure.
The ordinance providing or applicable with regard to streets, sidewalks, public ways, with regard to natural resource features is ordinance number 2016-2224. And the end of section 1 provides, with regard to all the terms that were adopted, the Common Council may conditionally approve an application as it determines reasonably necessary. So you can change that 1 year to 2 years or such other.
2 or 3 would be preferred.
I'm fine with that. So then I would make the motion with the technical corrections and review by the city attorney.
With the change in the final, be it finally resolved to 3 years from the date of adoption.
Yes, and all the changes that we discussed about
trail becomes sidewalk.
And removal of maintenance, or however the city attorney wants to end up wording that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Liberta.
I know the city engineer is looking up, but part of that maintenance and the technical correction the city attorney will look into, that might be relative to their responsibility to plow it for that period where it
As before long as it's clear in the over. Final version and so, we don't end up at end of
until it's accepted. On the developer's version.
Until it's accepted, yeah.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we move back to item G4, which is selecting the city logo.
There's one more thing that you're on. Did you discuss that?
Yes. I'll be talking to them about tomorrow. Okay.
This is a request for them to help with some of the project.
Alderman Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Logo.
Oh, I was letting
Barbara be on.
Yeah, the call.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go over here.
The chair's too low.
No, I'm going to need to.
Place Dr. here.
Yes, I won't need that though. I'll just actually put them there. Which way do they face?
It's best not to look at the cameras, but it should be facing you. If you look at the cameras, you get
disoriented.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, now you got to turn it.
Yes, sir.
The other way.
See? Yeah.
Okay. Too much?
Too much?
A little bit more?
Mr. Mayor.
Sir.
While you're doing that, can we go through the health department, item number 8?
Motion approved.
For
one
second.
Second.
This is the Director of Health and Human Services. Motion to continue the memorandum of understanding with the West Dallas Health Department for screening and consultation services for the WIC program.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded.
Yeah. I made the second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's okay, Court. It's baptism by fire.
Yeah, no.
I've got to go slower because Sandy's computer. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Okay, back to G4. Mr. Barber. Alderman Barber.
Are you going to explain? Do you have an explanation?
I'll start.
Mr. Berg.
No,
because
no.
We have to decide.
Okay, so.
I'm prepared to make a
all right, make the motion. We've been talking about this.
Come on.
I'd like to make a motion that we go with logo 2 for consideration.
I can't
do it. Using the phrase.
In the mic.
Using the. I make a motion that we go with logo 2, using the tagline celebrating quality of life as our selection. We have more than one.
Let's do this.
So
let's do two different motions. Logo 1 and then the tagline.
Logo 2.
Or logo 2, excuse me. So the first motion is
logo.
Adopt logo 2.
2. She hasn't turned around, so logo 2 is on top and logo 1
is on top. It says it, which one it is.
Right.
Okay, so Alderman Barber, your motion is to adopt logo 2 as our official city logo.
Yes.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Discussion of that motion. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Tagline, Alderman Barber.
I'd like to make a motion that we use the celebrating quality of life as our tagline for to be in
second
with logo 2.
Do we have to make a motion? Do they want our opinion on that too?
It's part of the package.
Well, would you like to see them all to refresh your memory?
No.
Yeah. I would like to see the one that had the 3 words.
Well, the vitality one?
Yeah.
Can't you use them both in different ways?
That's hard to market.
All right.
Spirit, initiative, vitality.
I like one like
I like the one on the top.
Space to be.
Space to be.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay.
I love that one.
Celebrating quality.
I just don't want to be.
I can't read that.
I don't want to be.
Okay, so any ones you want me to eliminate immediately?
Nestle
goes. This
all the ones out left. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. There's a motion and a second.
This is for celebrating quality of life.
Right.
Yeah.
All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a third motion that allows the Tourism Commission and the Economic Development Commission and the Director of Economic Development permission to make slight changes in colors.
What colors?
Well, I think it's an orange color. Make it an orange color. That's bright. Orange. Make it orange.
Like your shirt.
Well, you've got these colors from the other logo selection.
No. No.
Okay.
Orange. I looked at that as an orange color. That's why I liked it.
Okay.
That's not as orange as you like.
No, it's. But anyway.
Okay.
All
right. I'm fine. Yeah. Okay. So
I make a motion that we turn this back to the tourism and the Economic Development Commission to tweak it as they see fit, with the idea that it might be a color change.
Of orange. What it feels like.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Is there a discussion of that? At this point, I really don't care. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. What?
I just wanted to correct a couple of misperceptions that were shared earlier during public comments. The survey was on the website, and when I started in June, both commissions were fully engaged in talking about branding strategies for the city. So there were at least 12 citizens who were talking about the branding strategy prior to my coming on board.
Okay. G7 is a recommendation from the Free Monitoring Committee. Alderman Wilson.
Let me flip back. Okay, so the first one, I guess the update on the field survey, and that was just answered by the appointment action. I think we can help and descend on that one. Number two, well, I don't know where we're going with that. Number three, to consider the needed changes to the core monitoring ordinance so it coincides with alternative term lengths, because there's a problem with that. You know, 3-year terms and the ordinance is 2-year terms. So we can work on that and bring it back and maybe include some other changes that the committee feels like. So it's basically for an update. I don't really need to make a motion or anything.
Okay. Sure. G9, ordinance to amend unified development ordinance, zoning map to rezone 2 parcels, R6 to and C1 conservancy to R6. Mike and Mike's, 2 Mike's, LLC, Alderman Gander.
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
Question. Alderman Wellen.
It says that
93.
On 107, I'm about a million other pages in there that there's an adverse termination, so I'm guessing it's conditioned upon that, because the current maps, I mean, the city attorney could.
That stream is in outline.
Yes.
Oh, but the maps still have to have the buffer, and right now they're 50 foot.
Mr. Cole.
It is a non navigable stream.
We did get determination.
Yes.
So
I have a letter in the file.
Okay. But so the setbacks
the
are 50. Good, thank you.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I did.
Are all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, a resolution conditionally approving the 3-lot certified survey map from the same parcel.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13.
Motion to adopt resolution for declaration of public necessity and relocation order to reconstruct Elm Road as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is a request of council action to survey property owners for extension of water along South 50th Street, Alderman Willem.
This went to the Board of Water Commissioners, and so city engineers are going to have to give a update on what they decided. And he had a discussion with developers that were sitting here because their request is to have them do some work. So.
Mr.
Moore. So, Board of Water Commissioners considered this issue, and they are made a recommendation to Common Council that we spend city dollars to extend the water main from the development end on 50th Street, up 50th Street to Minnesota, and then west on Minnesota to 51st Street to loop it back around. Furthermore, it make the recommendation that the requester, 5003 West Minnesota. I take that back. Okay, that they be required to connect at that time.
Okay, so did you address what's going to happen if the city requires him, but he still has the well in his basement, and then are we going to survey? Or
They talked about the fact that it's a shared well system, and they figured that, actually the discussion was that whatever the private agreement is, let them figure that out.
I don't know what that will do for his opinion on that or what the shape of the well is. But then the other people that would, there's four people total, they can all connect as well. So maybe those are the people that will be notified. I mean, basically you send them a letter and you say, this person asked the alarm, we think that they should, and then, by the way, since it affects you, it's your opportunity as well. Or you're not going to make them.
We can't do that. The Board of Water Commissioners did not get into that level of detail.
Because otherwise, how else are they going to know that they have the opportunity, since you're going to take the loop right past their houses anyway?
I would imagine we can contact them. We can do that.
Okay. You and I can work on that as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Just one point. Is this a failing well?
He says he has concerns that it will have to be replaced.
Okay. We don't ask those questions on the record. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Well, is that the motion plan going to solve the whole situation with the developer doing the design and all that? Is that...
One, I've already talked to the developer, but that was my proposed action, was options A and B. So A is talk to the developer about cost options. They already have unit prices for everything with their development. And B would be survey the properties in the vicinity of 50th Street in West Minnesota.
So the motion is for A and B?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion A and B, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. In the middle of that agenda item, there's G14A, which is a request for on-site waste treatment and private well. The applicant has asked for a table indefinitely. There's such a motion.
Double.
Well, Until they get their stuff together.
Well, this is indefinitely taken off the table for us to
read.
Yeah.
You need a super majority motion.
Oh, okay.
Motion to table. Two. To call the chip. No, same thing.
Well, let's just do it for a month. And then we can table it in. Glenn?
I believe that their email this afternoon indicated May 21st is when they would like to see it appear on the Common Council agenda.
Motion to table May 21st.
So,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is a execute a temporary limited easement for the Franklin School District. For the 51st Street roundabout. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is authorized to replace lighting at the intersection of 51st and Jefferson.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17 is the purchase of Ranger XLT four-wheel drive super cab.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And just say no, the Board of Water Commissioners did approve their half also.
Okay. Thank you. G18 is offers the Director of Administration entering a 5-year lease for the four copter. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This color?
Yes.
G19 is replacing a signature-based semantic endpoint Bitdefender server.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G20, we've taken care of both items. G21, is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85?
No, we do not need to do that today. It'll come back at the next agenda with additional items attached.
H1, licenses.
All right, we had a meeting earlier. Item number one, poll for parents. Everything on the first page is approved, but when you get down to the bottom on Faith Academy Child Care, it's approved pending inspection. On page two, the first two are approved pending inspection, and then American Entertainment, Mitchell, Monopoly Cole, and National Entertainment Network are all approved.
Is there a second?
And we have not selected future meeting dates. We'll do that.
Here. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1 vouchers. Motion approving the following city vouchers on ending date April 11, 2019, the amount of $605,632.91, and payroll dated April 12, 2019, the amount of $382,383.64, and payments in various payroll deductions, the amount of $209,401.19, plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of April 26th, estimated $393,000 in payments to various payroll deductions, in the amount of estimated $418,000 plus matching payments, and property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of April 11th in the amount of $8.40, and the release of property tax settlements in the amount of $7,621,388.81.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all of Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Beyer.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor. Aye.
Alderman
Bartlett.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Before you adjourn, let's all wish the city attorney the best wishes for his surgery tomorrow morning.
Best
wishes.
Best
wishes. Not on the agenda.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good work tonight.